The looming challenge to the Florida Incentive Scholarship Program is rooted in the state's current Bright Futures Scholarship for high-achieving students. For the past few years, the state has been scaling back the number of students getting those scholarships, and it's done so by raising eligibility requirements based largely on the SAT and ACT exams.
It used to be that 1 in 3 Florida students received the Bright Futures Scholarship. This year, only 1 in 8 students received the Bright Futures Scholarship.
That's Troy Miller, senior policy analyst for the Florida College Access Network. His group is trying to get more students to go to college. The organization published a report back in April warning more than 80,000 students, many of them Black and Latino, may lose out on scholarships because of the higher SAT and ACT requirements.
It's difficult to significantly increase your standardized test score on an SAT or an SAT, unless you have some sort of assistance and assistance for those scores, or for those type of exams, typically don't come cheap.
The tougher requirements on Bright Futures have also caught the eye of the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights, which has restarted an investigation into the program. The National Center for Fair and Open Testing is backing that challenge. The group also wants the federal probe to extend to the new Florida Incentive Scholarship Program, which gives National Merit and Achievement Scholars additional dollars if they attend a Florida college or university. The National Merit Scholarship Program is partly based on the preliminary SAT test.
All a test measures is how well you do it on the test, a factor understood by a growing number of colleges right here in Florida, which have dropped test score requirements.
That's Center spokesman Bob Schaefer.
Schools like Rollins, the number one liberal arts school in the South, and Stetson and St. Leo and several others are all test optional because they recognize that the SAT and its competitor, the ACT, are not good measures of how well someone should do in college.
Schaefer is also critical of how the program was created through very little debate in the Florida legislature. But Tallahassee Democratic Senator Bill Montford, who served on both of the bill's reference committees, says the program wasn't very controversial.
It just made good common sense to be able to take this step to encourage these young men and women to remain in Florida and go to enter to our university and college system.
But Montford agrees with critics that it may be time for the state to review all of its financial aid systems. Florida offers state-based aid to residents, first-generation and college students, children and families of deceased or disabled veterans, and others. In all, the state is spending about $500 million a year on financial aid. And some say it's time to look at whether any of those programs are getting more students to graduation. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.